Bell reporting from Vienna, Austria. Stocks started higher with retailers and consumer-focused companies leading the charge. Among the winners, Nike, it jumped 7.9% today after a strong quarterly report. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
Did you party Friday and Saturday night? Take Sunday, your recovery day, at Wind River Resort and Casinos Hotel. Recover poolside at our hotel every other Sunday, starting Sunday, June 4th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. $2 cover charge, free for all hotel guests. Sunday is your day to relax and recover at Wind River Resort and Casino. Round out the weekend with poolside DJ entertainment, food and drink specials, prize drawings, and giveaways. Recovery Sundays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, log on to windriver.com. Poolside. Recovery Sundays. It's better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 in the heart of Reading, right down here on Market Street. Good morning, everybody. Here it is, the 30th of June, the last day of June 2017. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Yes, we are 7.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. What's the weather look like today, my friend Jared?
Today it's going to be hot. It's currently 72 degrees with a high of 103, a low of 70. Tomorrow it's going to be a high of 103 with a low of 71. On Sunday, a high of 102, a low of 71. And on Monday, a high of 101 and a low of 68. And, of course, all those days are going to be clear.
All right. Cool. Good. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, veteran-owned company down in Anderson. That gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Well, I'm here today with Gary Hayward.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
Oh, I'm always glad to have you here, buddy, who is, the general manager of the Wind River Resort and Casino. But he's also even more stuff is you're also the president of the Rancheria Development Corporation?
Yeah, Reading Rancheria Economic Development Corporation.
Okay.
But you had it right.
Yeah. Okay. and you're got a lot of things that we're going to talk about that you're doing.
Looking forward to that.
But if it's Friday and it's in the morning, it must be Amy.
Good morning.
Look at you, Amy.
Good to see Amy again.
I know. It's always good to see me.
It's always good to see Amy.
I say that every morning in the mirror. It's always good to see me.
Hey, you know what? Look at the alternative.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't see me in the morning. Oh, my gosh. What's wrong? It's better be looking down than looking up. Okay. And that's in a lot of things in life. Okay. Wilson.
I have the cutest boy with me today. This is Wilson.
You mean besides Gary and I?
Besides you, too. Okay.
Thank you.
Your eyes aren't as cute. I'm sorry. They're not.
Yeah, but we don't have makeup on our eyes.
Wilson here has he's a two-year-old pit mix. He's a white with a couple spots on him. He's got cute little spots on his ear and one, like, black eye. So he went a little heavy on the eyeliner on one side. And he's got really pretty, like, green-colored eyes. I don't even know what color they are. They're really pretty.
Really cool.
Yeah, so he's a recent graduate of Camp Love a Pet. And he is actually the last camp dog that has not been adopted.
I don't know why, because he's sitting here, he's quiet, he's friendly, he's really affectionate.
Yeah, he's very silly. He's fun.
Does he have some kind of like, he can't be around, you know,
He has one downfall. He doesn't like cats.
Oh, okay.
It's not that he doesn't like cats, but he likes them maybe too much and wants to chase them. He wants to chase small furry things, and that includes cats. He does great with kids, and he does great with other dogs.
Well, if you don't have cats.
If you don't have cats, he would be great for your home.
Want to keep cats out of your yard.
Yeah, and he actually knows, you know, he's been through camp, so he knows his sit, his shake, his lay down, his high fives. So he knows cute little tricks. He's really well behaved, as you can tell.
Oh, he's
great.
He
actually walks really good on a leash. Like, he doesn't pull. He's just along for the ride. He loaded up in the car this morning like a dream. He didn't make a sound. I've never heard him make a sound.
He's just sitting there kicking back, listening to us.
He does the funniest thing in the shelter, though, and it cracks everybody up because he'll eat his food. We put it in his food bowl. He'll eat his food. And then for the rest of the day, as you walk by, you'll see him grab his food bowl, throw it in the air, and catch it. He plays with it constantly. He used to knock his water over all the time just to play with the bucket. He would try to put the bucket on his head. Like, he just wanted to play with the bucket. And he cracks us up with his food bowl because you'll walk by and you'll just see him there, the food bowl hanging out of his mouth with his tail wagging. He wants to play fetch with it. It's really, he just
or
is super
maybe
cute.
He says, how about some more food?
Yeah, how about some more, lady?
How about some more? Hey, you know what? This is what you put it in here. I'm ready.
It sounded like my grandson when she was describing that. He does that kind of stuff.
Does he?
So what's really awesome about Wilson and me bringing him today, Wilson's adoption fee is only $35. However, today we are starting our Independence Day special for dogs, and all of our dogs are $17.76. So $17.76.
What a great deal.
What a great deal. So,
wow.
Yeah, under
$20. And that's through what? Through
the 8th.
Through the 8th.
Yep.
Okay.
So $17.76.
You can get a great dog.
You can take this boy home who's had training, who's sweet, who we know does well with kids, who we know does well with other dogs. Like, I love him. He's such a good boy.
So this is the kind of dog, if River Trail.
Take him.
And you might not want to be accosted by people.
Yeah.
Because he's just got that pity look. But you know what? Look at him. He's just smiling.
He does. He smiles. Okay. You should see his picture on Petfinder. He is actually smiling. It's adorable.
Jared does not like dogs.
I know.
So what happens is Amy comes rolling through here, says, I have to use the bathroom, hands Wilson to Jared. So I come walking out, and there's Jared with Wilson. And I'm looking at Jared's face. And Jared's, you know, doesn't have that kind of look of utter disdain on his face. He's kind of petting the dog. And I'm like, wow. So then he comes in, he brings the dog in. So yeah. I thought, gosh, look, Jared has adopted Wilson.
I know. I said to him this morning, hey, do you want a dog? And he says, you ask me this every week. And I'm like, no, like, do you literally want to hold this dog so I can go to the bathroom? I'm like, nope, do you really want it?
For the record, I do not dislike dogs. Carl is fibbing.
Okay. He doesn't dislike
He's
dogs.
A I want liar, liar, pants Jared. On fire.
I have two.
You have two dogs?
That I'm not entirely fond of. They're little poopers sometimes, but, you know.
Okay.
So also, if you can't adopt, there is still a way today that you can support Haven Humane. So Shasta Center, the big shopping center on Trim Creek, where there's Dairy Queen and Sports Clips and Hubler's Furniture and all of that right there, that entire business center is going to be giving us 10% of their proceeds for today. So
nice. Great.
Go
so
get
if
a haircut,
you go down to
go buy a new couch, get a Blizzard.
Some, yeah. go do those. Buy a couch.
Buy a couch.
Buy a whole
get
room
crazy.
Full of furniture.
Yeah.
Everything that's made in the center.
Yep. All the businesses
you
in the Shasta
it on TV,
Center.
See it on TV store.
Yes.
All that stuff.
Yep.
10% goes to
Susie's
you guys.
Susie's Deals, the Sugar Plum Cottage. Go buy an outfit. Go get your kid a toy. Get a Blizzard.
Great.
Support Haven Humane.
Okay. Awesome.
And please take this kid home.
He just he's broke. Now he's laying there.
Yeah, he's such a good dog. And he's been with us for a long time.
He's a good looking dog.
And he doesn't deserve to be with
you know
us
what?
For a long time.
He could be a casino dog.
He could.
Just wander through the casino. You know, he put a little,
he could
put
be
a little something on it that says
security.
No, it doesn't say security. It would just say something like a service dog.
Yeah.
You know, when you're losing, pet him.
Pet him. It'll make you feel better.
Yeah, make you feel better.
Be the good luck charm, right?
He could be.
Instead of Buddha, just rub him.
He says, good luck dog. And then people would want him to sit beside him while they're patting him or they're hitting that slot machine.
Yeah.
I actually thought that when I first saw him this morning. I could see that, Carl. We were thinking the same.
We were thinking along the same way, yeah. Yep. The good luck dog.
There you go.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
You bet.
Thanks, Amy. Good seeing
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Amy. You're so cute.
Thank you.
Go pedal your dog. That is a good dog, though.
Beautiful dog. And so like relaxed, you know?
Yeah. Hey, I want you to explain something to me before we take a break.
Sure.
Everybody likes to play the penny machines, right?
Yes. That's the most favorite,
yeah. Yeah, but it's not really a penny machine, is it?
Theoretically.
Theoretically?
No.
Well, theoretically, yes.
But actually, no.
No.
Very few people play a penny.
I know. I'm watching Linda play. And she's on there, and she's going for it. And I'm looking at her. So, you know, she starts out with like 20 bucks. And I see every time she bets, she's down a buck 50. And I'm like, okay. I thought this was a penny machine. Oh, it is. But if you play five pennies on 10 lines or right, 10 pennies right. on 10 lines, right. you know, it comes up to like, I'm like, so you play, oh, yeah, you can put, you know, gosh, look at blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, it's not a penny machine anymore.
No. It's funny that.
You could lose less money on a quarter machine than you can a penny machine.
Right. It's really a penny denomination.
A penny denomination.
It's actually, yeah, that's a denomination.
Now, is
yeah.
there a day? Okay, listeners, before we go on a break, is yeah. there a day that may be better?
The best day, honestly? 100%. Yeah. Best day, Monday.
Mondays. You heard
you
that.
Get down there Mondays, best day.
Wonder yep. why that is. Because, you can't. I mean, they're not set or anything. No. They're set to play. They're set to pay back X amount,
yes.
which is a lot.
Over a period of time.
Over a period of a month.
So at the end of a month, there's an average.
Yeah.
And so it just the way that cycles,
yeah.
Mondays tend to be the best for the customers.
There you go. You heard it here
yep.
from the guy that runs the place.
Yep, Mondays.
Run down there, take your dollars, get your life savings out and head down to Wind River. And go for the penny machine.
And gamble responsibly.
Gamble responsibly. With that, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
I want you to want me.
As consumers, we've learned how that if something's too good to be true, it usually is.
Wow, according to this email, I've just been given $10 million from a nice lady in South Africa.
With our new weight loss powder, you can take 40 pounds off in 15 days without any exercise or eating less.
Yeah, too good to be true. Premier Oil Change's Premier Rewards Program. You earn points that you redeem for oil changes and services for every dollar you spend. Add to that free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi while you wait in your vehicle during your service, and a free beverage. You found something that's too good and true. Last year, Premier Oil Change guests earned thousands of dollars worth of free services, and the good news is there's no sign-up necessary. Visit us in Palo Cedro, Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you can get a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
July 14th and 15th, celebrate 30 years of Kids Unlimited with songs, performances, and special guest performers from the past 30 years. Support the talent of our local youth. Showtimes are Friday, July 14th, 7 p.m., and Saturday, 2 and 7 p.m. McLaughlin Auditorium, located at Sequoia Middle School on Sequoia Street. Purchase your tickets Monday through Friday at Sequoia Middle School, room 101. Call 945-9495 or at KUIA.org.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Gary Hayward. Gary and I are here today on this last day of the week, the last day of the month here of June.
What, crazy. What happened? I can't believe it. It's like snap my fingers and it's gone.
Yeah, you know, we are brought to you by Sleep Number. And Sleep Number is an easy guys to read for because we use their products. We're real happy with it. It gives you the ability to adjust the firmness in your bed on either side. So my Sleep Number setting is 60 and Linda's Sleep Number setting is 45. And so you can sleep and you can sleep well. You're not going to find a better bed. In fact, these beds they're about the same price as any other bed, but they last longer. And now they've got new technology if you want to do it. It's called the 360 Smart Bed. It's a new Sleep Number product that has won all these awards that adjust to you while you're sleeping. I'm not sure how that technology works, but while you're sleeping, it'll adjust to you, and which gives you even a more sound, more restful sleep. Right now, if you go down to the Target Shopping Center, you can get some of the lowest prices of the season when you can save $500 to $700 on most popular 2016 beds. This could be a great deal for you, and you sleep well over the rest of the summer. How do you do it? You go down to the Target Shopping Center. You go over to the Sleep Number store. You go in and see Brian, Janice, or any of the pros in there. Say that you heard it here. Or don't even say you heard it here. Just go in and lay on the bed, and if you like it, buy it. You won't be sorry. Okay, Gary Hayward and I are here.
Gary, so glad to be back. Thanks, Carl.
I'm glad. It's been too long. Hey, a lot of things happening. We're going to have Barry Tippin on at 8 o'clock this morning and talk about a new city manager, talk about how things have started and how things are going. But there's some things, I don't know if you've heard about this, that, you know, we had to give up all the high-capacity mags, you know,
yes.
Magazines.
Yeah, I've been hearing that.
Yeah, well, a judge in San Diego put a stay on that. So as of tomorrow, if you had a high-capacity mag, you had to turn it in to the police.
Right.
You had to destroy it, or you had to ship it out of the state.
Wow, that's crazy.
I mean, that's your personal possession.
Right.
That you've had for years.
Well, and I don't understand that, how they can do that. Explain to me, because you're a gun guy. I mean, you teach the courses, and what's the significance of making us get rid of those?
Well, the significance is it's just another way to control and to keep people from shooting, and to put another law on that if you're an honest person who's never broken the law, but you've got a 12-round magazine and a policeman finds you with it, he can arrest you for it.
Wow. That's terrible.
As opposed to here's the other thing about it is that they say it's to stop mass murders. You know, they could just keep shooting. Well, these people down in down in San Bernardino had 10-round magazines, and they shot a lot of people. I mean, it's silly. Well, it's just silly.
It goes back to that, I mean, argument.
Gun control.
The bad guy, yeah, and the bad guys are going to get them no matter what. If you take them away from the good guys, what is that doing? It does nothing.
And here's the thing is,
you're keeping them from.
You're an honorable man. I'm an honorable man. Both veterans.
Yes.
Both have, you know, clean records. We have jobs, you know, all these things that have gone on in our lives. And yet they are putting restrictions, and I say they, the Democrats, are putting restrictions on us because they can. You know, it won't do any good. They know it won't do any good.
Right.
It's like every time they do something so you can't buy another gun, they're chipping away and chipping away and chipping away because they can't say and they can't pass there will be no handguns in California. Or there'll be no semi-automatic rifles in California. They can't pass that bill, even though they probably could. But the people would go after them.
Yeah, I when I look at that stuff, I'm like, and I don't think people pay enough attention to what's happening. Our rights are continually getting chipped away at, and people need to really think about what's happening when these laws come up. they need to stand up and think about what the bigger picture is where's this going to go, you know?
Yeah. Hey, I've got some questions here.
Oh, cool.
For you. Can you ask Gary about the Wind River Casino? What's the schedule of the new facility? And can you give any details?
Yeah. Actually, we're on schedule right now. Tentatively right now, the tentative schedule is we're looking at breaking ground in just a little less than 2 years. And everything is on schedule right now with the process and the progress. So we're getting ready to go out for RFP for the architect here in about a month. And we're going to start the concept design and get into that stuff. And that's when it's going to get exciting, because then we're going to get a picture to show the public. And then we're going to get we're going to get input. We're going to ask for input. And I think our vision right now is that what we build and what we put here will complement this community.
Are you going to have 100%. any land left over?
Oh, yeah. We're going to have quite a bit of land left
over. So could I have like a half an acre to build Man's World?
That sounds like a great amenity, actually. I might have to look into that or design that in.
You can bring in your dirty clothes on a Friday. Bring in your dirty clothes on a Friday and leave Sunday. In fact,
beautiful.
We'll even give you a ride home. But your clothes are clean, you know, and you've had just a great time at Man's World. You know, these are things you come up with when you've been deployed a long time.
Yes.
You know that.
Oh, yeah.
And you sit around, hey, how about a Man's World where you can come in and you got different bars and dance floors and all this. And the Marines, it's for Marines outside of Marine Base. And just, they don't have to do anything. They just come in. They can cash their checks there. They can do it all. And I went, yeah, Man's World.
I think that would do really well, actually.
Yeah, when I talk about it, people get all upset. So you're the first one that's really liked it.
I'm sure.
Well, other men like it.
Yes, yeah.
The women look at you like,
yes, yeah. Reminds me of a book I'm reading right now called Iron John. Kind of cool.
Oh, is there room for a rifle and pistol range?
You know,
another question.
You know what? That's a good question, because that's something we never thought about. But yes, there is. There would be room for an amenity such as that somewhere on the property. And maybe it would be a great amenity, you know, to be part of. You know, that's something that we will definitely vet out in the process.
How about that?
Of what we think would fit or not.
Could be part of Man's World.
Right. We could have a Man's World and a Woman's World.
And a Woman's World.
Well, we have to give them theirs, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, you that's know, the other not, thing.
To be fair.
To be fair.
Yes.
Fair.
We got to be fair.
Got to be fair. Okay. The you follow everything that's going on. I know that around town, because you've got your fingers into everything as far as knowing. This latest assault on a transient by these two teenagers.
Yes.
Did you see that?
I saw it, but I also talked to a few people in law enforcement that actually dealt with some of that stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it's you know, I don't know how, when I've looked at it, when you look at it in the news, it looks like a one-sided deal.
Mm-hmm.
But some people are going out now and they're poking them. You know, they're antagonizing too. It's kind of going back and forth, and I think that's a dangerous game to play.
Yeah, so you know, what's starting to happen is vigilantism.
Right. Exactly.
But these two guys, you know, the guy got out and smacked him in the face, and then he took his money,
right,
and his cell phone. And when they found him, which is not hard to do because people take photos of everything. He turns out he's from he's part of the Solano County Probation Department that was sent up here as a youth in a halfway house, and now he's graduated into a more of an unsupervised apartment. And so when they went in there, they found a sawed-off shotgun and two stolen handguns. and this is from a thank you, Solano County, or whatever is it? Yeah, Salerno County. Thank you for that. And I mean.
Well, I think that's what's crazy. I don't think people understand the people out there aren't just people from here that became homeless and stuff. Most of them are from out of the area. They're coming here, or they're getting sent here, and then we have to deal with it.
They're getting sent here, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you know, but hey, have you heard about going over to Reading? They got some really great stuff, you know. Hey, dudes, you know, it's good. And you get new clothes every day and toothbrushes and toothpaste. Yeah, and you don't even have to wear them. You just go in and get it.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, it's because we're, you know, in our location, there's a population that basically triples in the summertime down by Clear Creek. And it's a bummer. And I think I've talked to you about this before, is we've actually solicited the BLM at one point to manage that property because it just gets left to the transients and who they come in for the summertime, and then it turns into this big cesspool of all kinds of bad stuff.
You're in a constant battle where you are at too.
Oh yeah, and we're holding them off, but it's
because you can, because right. you've got the wherewithal and the people,
right?
And they know now if they come in there, somebody's going to come down and make a move,
right? And what's happened now, Carl, is we've got them out, but we literally have to staff up now to get them off the property because there's so many now, and there's so many right now this year. I've never seen the population quite this high that we can get them out, but then they linger and they're starting to try to linger. So our guys now have to literally get them off the property, and it's terrible because these guys are repeat trespassers. I mean, we got some guys 50 plus that we have reports on that it's over 50 times they've continually done something in their trespassing that caused some kind of grief, you know. It's great, and that's everywhere in Reading. But, you know, it's a bummer, and we've got to do something. And I don't know.
You know what? There's going to be a guy sitting here at 8 o'clock.
Oh, great, yeah.
Barry's coming, Tiffin. Right? You know, that's a great question. And you know what? You're one of the biggest businesses here in this community. You should ask him that. Yeah. Because other people are saying, hey, it's costing us. It's costing us business. It's costing us money. Right. Nobody wants to have to, one, fight your way through a crowd of homeless or transients or whatever they are to get to some place, and you see them. Then you see them out there walking around looking in cars.
Right.
There.
Well, breaking into cars. You know, you can't leave your car downtown now. If you want to leave your car downtown overnight, be prepared for either a window to be broke out or something to be, you know, destroyed. Or it's a bummer, you know.
Wow.
And I never thought I'd see this in Reading. I never did. This was not like this.
10 years ago,
yeah, 10.
It wasn't.
15.
It wasn't like this when I got here.
Not
10
as bad
years
as it
ago.
Is now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I never saw it when I was younger. You know. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. It is the place, ladies and gentlemen, to buy that perfect gift. Brighton bags, Brighton jewelry, all the different types of different clothing they have there. Linda loves it. She goes and spends, I think she spends at least an hour a week in there just chit-chatting and trying things on so that if I wander through there one day, they say, Linda looked at this, Linda looked at that. It makes it easy for me. And the people there are so good. Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street, open Monday through Saturday. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
For over 10 years, we've danced to support survivors of domestic violence and sexual abuse. Now One Safe Place invites you to the 11th annual Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County Style, on July 8th at the Cascade Theater in Reading. Join the 2017 cast as they compete for the ultimate prize, the Champions Trophy. Get your tickets to the show and vote for your favorite dancer at ospshasta.org or call 244-0118. Sponsored by Partnership Health, Results Radio, KRCR Channel 7, and KCBU Fox Channel 20. One Safe Place, together we change lives.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We're broadcasting from the heart of Reading down here. There's nothing going on outside. We've gone out and looked, checked the streets. Everything seems to be okay.
It looked great when I came in.
Yeah, everything's fine. 73 degrees, going up to 103 today. A weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 24 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock is, he's on the line. Okay. Kyle DeFore, who is our sports guru. And Gary Hayward and I are here today, and we'd like to hear what's going on with the Colt 45s, because he's the man that announces all the games. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Carl and Linda. How are you doing today?
Well, Gary Hayward's with me today.
I don't look quite as
Gary.
Good.
Yep. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. I don't look quite as good as Linda, so.
Well, yeah, but you know, you're a pretty buff guy, you know, so, you know. Hey, the 45s. It's been
45's got the win 5-3 last night back in the win column. Two Simpson pitchers combined for 14 strikeouts.
Wow.
They won 5-3. They're 10-6 on the season now. We've got 10 games in 11 nights starting last night through July 9th, and it's been a blast so far. Come out and see them.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now, people are worried and concerned about heat, but they play later, play at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, we've got 7:15 first pitch every game, except
right.
for Sunday is a 6 p.m. start. The whole schedule is on ReadingColt45s.com, and the way they've put this stadium together, it's really amazing. If you haven't been down to the park in a few years, you'll be amazed at what's happened. Every seat is in the shade for a 7:15 first pitch, and they've got the covered beer garden back there, got the barbecue area.
Nice.
You will not be sitting in the sun for a Colt45s game, I can promise you that.
There you go, and I tell you what, it's comfortable out there, plus the food is just, you know, the food's almost like going to a restaurant.
Wow. Yeah, I joke on the radio. We throw a barbecue every night, and we have a baseball game too. So
it just happens to be we had a barbecue and a baseball game broke out. the seating's good. There's security out in the parking lot if you're concerned about it because you're down there at South City Park.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we've got people at the entrance down there. Everything's top notch. Couldn't ask for a better setup. All proceeds go to field maintenance and youth sports here in Northern California, so it's a community effort all the way around.
Or they have special nights, like on July 7th, which is next week, they're having Haven Humane Night out there.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is all the tickets that they sell, half the proceeds goes to Haven Humane, the other half goes to the 45s.
Wow.
And Rick Bassetti started this, and he's got a lot of 501s and, you know, and charities that come out, take a game, and then they take 1,000 tickets and they sell them.
Wow.
You know,
that's
so
awesome.
It is awesome. It's great. Hey, okay, 45s are great. We're going to be there this week. We're going to be out of town again for a couple of days, but I plan on being there 4th of July. 4th of July is going to be a big night. What happens?
Yep. 4th of July, we've got a 6 p.m. game that night as well. As I mentioned, 10 games in 11 nights. Monday the 3rd, the only night we're taking off through July 9th. We've got a four-game series this weekend that started last night against the Fairfield Indians. So we're looking forward to a game again here tonight at 7:15. And come out and see us. $5 a ticket, $3 for our fans 62 and over. And like I said, you're in the shade the whole game, so come out and join us.
You can get a hot dog and a drink for $5.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, they also have beer and wine and ices or snow cones. Now, the now on the 4th of July, it's going to start at 6 p.m., and then after the game, you can just stay and watch the fireworks.
Yeah, bring your chair that you can actually. If we do it the same as we did last year, I don't have confirmation on this, but you were allowed to go and actually sit on the field and watch the fireworks, which of course we're right across the river there from Sundial Bridge, and it's going to be a great location there again.
It is, and guess what? You can then get out. You know, after you watch it, walk back to your car and get out without having to get in with 10,000 of your closest friends. Right.
Yeah, you won't have to sit in a parking lot over there for an hour or so.
Okay, hey, buddy, I know you follow everything. What do you think of baseball this year?
You know, it's a good year to come watch the 45s because the Giants are having what we would call a rebuilding year, to say the least, and the A's are in the last of several rebuilding years now, but the Giants, a lot of guys not living up to their baseball card this year, but there's a lot of fun teams to watch. The American League is as wide open as I've seen it in several years. The Giants got a sweep of Colorado this week, so it's a little light at the end of the tunnel, but we're seeing how the young guys can do this year, seeing what we have in the farm. So all the more reason to come see the 45s this year, as it's a little thin in Northern California baseball on the pro circuit this year.
On the pro circuit, but we're hot up here on the 45s.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, if you haven't, now we broadcast every one of the games. In fact, my team is right here, Jared and Kyle. And the starts like at 7:15. And we have sponsors for the games, different businesses who sponsor different games. And then all this, of course, is a lot of the kids come from different parts of the country. And even not even in the country. And so when we put this out over the airwaves and when we stream it like that, their families get to listen to it. We save the game so the families can have it for a while after that.
Yeah, one of the funnest things about my job is having some of the parents and family members and friends of the players who are maybe from far-flung areas maybe get to come watch one weekend worth of games. Got a lot of guys from Oregon, Nevada, Washington, as well as some back from the Midwest as well. And when they come back and say, you know, I love to listen to you guys streaming live, that's so great that you stream all that so we can listen to it if we're out of the area. That's one of the fun things about my job is having them come up and say, you know, it's great to be able to listen to you guys even if I'm back in hundreds or thousands of miles away. So they really appreciate that, and I know a lot of fans are able to listen to it that way if they're not necessarily in our broadcast area too. So
that's great. Well, Kyle, thank you so much for joining us this morning, buddy.
Thanks, Kyle.
Absolutely, and we'll be live at 7:10 with the Turtle Bay pregame show tonight, and we'll do it again at 7:15.
All right. Take care now.
Thanks, Carl. Bye.
Okay. You know, he does a great job, and we like supporting Colt 45 baseball.
My cousin hosts a player. It's the second player they've hosted, I think.
Oh, so they stay with them?
Yeah. She loves it. They become like one of the family, and that's how they're treated at her house. I mean, they love it.
Yeah, well, they enjoy doing it. They make these relationships. They get these relationships going. We've had players invite their families to back for graduation from college and all that. And the only thing you have to do is make sure there's food for them.
Right.
And they'll cook their own food. You don't have to cook for them. They will do things around the house. And what Rick said, he said a lot of older ladies, you know, that have invited them into their homes so that they've got somebody there. Mm-hmm. Too, and then they do things around the house, and it's kind of like it's company for them too.
Right, so feel safe having somebody around.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Did we say it was going up to 103 today? Did we say it's going to be hotter? Yes, it's not going to get any better. So I mean, it may go down a little bit, but it's going to be like this or hotter the rest of the summer. And if your air conditioner is not working to its full capacity. Do you really want to go through that? You know, what if it's just chomping through? Yeah, what if it's sucking electricity down?
No.
It doesn't need to do that, which is already kind of strange. And then are your air ducts aren't, you know, they're clogged or they've fallen off. Yeah, I'm not getting as much air as I used to. Well, Alliance Heating and Air. voted best in the North State, a veteran-owned business, and these are the guys that we use. They're super. 221-2642 is their phone number, and their website is homecomfort.org. Check them out. You're not going to be sorry. We'll be right back. Gary Hayward, Carl Bott.
It's Lady Bott and the Bluebirds July 6th inside Overtime Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Featuring Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Viramontes on drums, and yours truly, Linda Bott, performing with my favorite band, Songs from the American Songbook. That's 6:30 to 8:30 in Overtime Lounge, July 6th. Lady Bott and the Bluebirds. See you there.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Abby, guess where we're having the Haven Humane Second Tuesday dining this month?
I'm hoping it might be Upper Crust Pizza because I could totally go for a slice right now.
You guessed it. This month's Second Tuesday dining will take place at Upper Crust Pizza. I love their pizzas, calzones, vegetarian options, and so much more.
Please join us at Upper Crust Pizza on Tuesday, July 11th from 5 to 9 p.m. as they generously donate a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane Society work towards being a no-kill shelter by 2021 and a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. With Carl Bott and Gary Hayward of Redding Rancheria, the general manager out there of the Wind River Resort and Casino, but also heads up the Rancheria redevelopment or development?
Development. Economic development.
Yeah. Economic development. Yeah. And they're the ones that are building the new casino.
Yes.
And all that new stuff. It's not going to just be a casino. No.
Much more
than that. Hey, on Friday, July 14th, Haven Humane Society is having a charity golf tournament. It's $100 to enter, $400 per team, and that includes green fees, cart, lunch, goodie bags, and it's going to be a scramble. So you don't have to hit the ball well every time. You just have to show up. prizes for first, second, and third place, also other things. For registration or sponsorship opportunities, go to havenhumane.org or contact them at 241-5262. Now, if you really want to go out and have a good time, you can see Gary and I are going to be playing on the same foursome. And you don't have to play. You can just follow us around. And but you have to give something to Haven Humane to do that, to watch us
It'd
play.
It'd be better than a comedy show.
No, it could be. You. Oh, yeah. It
With
could
me.
Be great. And, you know, and Linda may come along, too, and she golfs. But really, she's got really cute golf clothes. So that's all that really counts. Hey, one of the questions came in here is about what the Rancheria does for our community. And I talk about it all the time, but let's hear from you.
Well, you know, I can't think of anything that we haven't helped in some way, somehow, as long as they submitted something that showed us what they needed. And then we go out, we do site visits, we check it out. But I can't think of an organization, Carl, right now. In fact, Maria Orozco just sent me the update list for this last cycle when we send out the checks, and it was over 100,000, and I want to say it was 30 some odd organizations, various levels, and everything from it could be, and we also help out different like Bernie firefighter. I mean, we help anything and everything that we feel like we can help and as much as we can. And so honestly, anybody out there, any organizations, any groups that are needing funding for things that they want to, get some help with, submit it to our Redding Rancheria Community Foundation. You can do it online. It doesn't take much time. It's really simple to fill it out. And what will happen is you'll get a call back, and the group will probably come out and talk to you and interview you and take a look at what you got going on. And then it goes to committee. And after that, basically, there's no strings attached. Here's the money.
The money. And you've given away millions. I say Rancheria has given away millions here.
Yes.
Over the past 10 years or 10 or 12 years.
Yeah, it's getting millions. close to three, a little over three now, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's
fun.
A lot of...
And that doesn't include sponsorships. And that's
you
the,
do other things, too.
Yeah, there's the charitable giving, no strings attached. Sponsorships, there's some strings attached because it's kind of we're getting something in return if we want our name on whatever the event is. That's a little different. But when it comes to the charitable giving, we just give it, and that's it.
Would you consider sponsoring my new truck? I'll put your name all over it. I'll wrap it.
like with the new stuff, the new.
Yeah. Anything you got.
Well, we definitely could talk.
I could just wrap my truck in and we'll drive around and people go, what's going on? And I'd be able to tell them in my new truck, sponsored by Wind River.
that'd be nice.
You know what?
You know what, though? We've actually thought about that. You know, like if we could get people, you know, people who would do that. I mean, we've thought about that. People who would be out and about, you know. It's not a bad idea, actually. Something to think about.
We used to have on my... You know, I don't know how I come up with these things, but then Gary goes, oh, yeah, we thought about that. And I'm like, oh.
No, it's really not.
Cool. Why not? I mean, you see others that are out like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know.
They're just advertising with their car.
Mm-hmm. I know.
They could be Uber drivers.
Definitely. Which we're starting to get some now.
We're getting Uber and Lyft.
The other day I saw, because I remember about a couple months ago, there was only two.
Yeah.
And I want to say now there's several. So that's good. You know, it's growing. I haven't tried the Lyft out. I've done the Uber.
You've done the Uber?
I'm a big fan of Uber.
Okay.
I did some comparisons. I was in San Diego doing a speaking engagement at San Diego State. So I wanted to do a test. I took a cab on purpose from the waterfront down there at San Diego over to San Diego State, $57. Afterwards, I called Uber. I got an Uber ride from there back, $17. Crazy, right?
Wow.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I just went, wow. And then.
Well, you know what? Then the cab drivers will tell you, well, yeah, but they're not paying. They're not paying for licenses, permits, insurance of over a certain kind. They're not. You know, that adds. You know.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. But you know what? It's. And then the guy, I guess, from Uber just got fired, or he quit.
Yeah. Yeah. The
but
sexual
it's, this thing
stuff.
Is huge, though. I mean, Uber and Lyft is huge. I mean, you go. Somebody told me the same kind of story in Las Vegas. They took a cab, $90. Took Uber, $24.
Right. You got to watch it though, because. depending on if there's events going on, they will drive their rates up for that event. So,
oh, sure.
But it's still a good deal.
Yeah, you know? Something to look at. Okay, so does that answer your question? Then I'm sure that when about the things about if you want to – if you've got a good cause and it's a charity or a 501, you can put in for the grants that they have. And I know that they've done things to help veterans. They did the walk down in Anderson, which was a really good effort down there, you know, for the veterans walk. I know you've done so many things for people around here. So and the more that you all are a success, the more is given back.
Yes.
But let me tell you the biggest thing. He's just talking about charity. Here's the biggest thing, in my opinion, that the Rancheria has done, is opening up two clinics, one downtown here.
Yes.
For people on Medicaid, Medi-Cal only. And then just opening another one up, grand opening in August.
Yes, around it'll be early August, yeah.
Okay.
I don't have the exact date.
In Weaverville, you know, it's somewhere in there, another clinic. Now, that's 6,000 people that they're helping that couldn't find doctors before or would have to go to the emergency rooms.
And I have
to say, under Obamacare.
Right, and I have to say, we're ensuring the quality of care is top-notch as well.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So that's even better.
So, you know what? Think about how huge that is. Those are people that are bringing their kids in, and all these things. And you don't have to be a member of the tribe. This is for general John Q. public.
Yes.
And now you're opening another one up in Weaverville.
Yes.
And you're going to open up another one someplace, I'm sure.
Yes.
As it goes along.
And just so people know, anything and everything that any of our medical stuff produces or makes any profits goes back into it. None of it goes into anything other than healthcare.
Right.
And wellness programs, so just so people know.
That's cool. Yeah. That, to me, is one of the huge things that you've done because, you know, we talk about Obamacare. We talk about doing away with Obamacare. But the big thing was is that even if people had it, they couldn't get to a doctor.
No.
They couldn't be seen because there weren't enough doctors or they weren't being paid enough because of the cost. If they just saw everybody from Medi-Cal or Medicaid, they couldn't keep their offices open.
No.
And so what you all are doing is something I think is really spectacular.
It's pretty awesome. And I got to give it to Glenn Hayward on that one because
he's one of those Hayward kids.
Yeah, he's one of my younger cousins. I can still call him younger. So yeah.
So you're going to be there this Thursday night or this next Thursday?
Yes,
night?
I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to it.
We're going to be we're talking about Linda singing at the Overtime Lounge. It's had a great time there from 6:30 to 8:30. So Gary's going to come in and I just can't wait to see. Not that it should make any difference. Your people are really good. I mean, last time we were there was...
Well, I'm going to find out.
Well, I tell you what. I hope it's not one of those every others because last time they were perfect. You know?
Okay.
So maybe you'll walk in this time.
I'll be in the back of the house. You won't see me for a while, and then I'll be out front before the show starts.
Get out, start dancing with everybody. Yeah. Okay. Barry Tippin, I just saw walk through the office, and he's smiling. Ready to go. We'll have him in here at 8 o'clock. The other thing that the woman was found and the court put a hold on everything. And we talked about the transient attack. So all of these things are coming. We had Angie Watson on yesterday. You know, he's one of the people leading the recall.
Oh, okay.
Because they say there's been enough time for things to happen. But in my opinion, and then we're going to have Dave Kehoe and Larry Lees on here next week
or awesome.
Week after next. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what's the county doing about this. Because if you arrest them and they can't keep them.
Right.
What is it going to take to come up with 100 more beds? I mean, they've been looking at it for 5 years.
Right. Yeah, I'd like to know that one. That'd be an interesting.
I know what they're going to say, though. I mean, well, we don't have the money, but don't we have ideas like outside the box? I mean, do we have some kind of plan? I mean, something. You know, maybe a bake sale,
right?
A large bake sale.
Well,
send a felon out of town. You know, bake sale.
You never know what's going to be in the bake these days. Laws are changing.
Have a brownie. Be Happy. And then all the money we make off of selling Be Happy brownies is going to be used to send felons to other jails throughout the state of California. Okay, so you're killing two birds with one stone. You're getting everybody happy. And then you could have the food trucks out there along the street. So they're, you know, they make their money. You know, hot dog guy makes his money. Everybody's happy, and we ship like 50 felons out of the county.
That would be
over
fantastic.
A large brownie party. Be Happy brownie party.
I can picture that. I can picture that. Carl, you come up with good ones. I'm telling you.
So you and I are standing with like brownies around our, you know, around our face, around our mouth, like kids. Whoa, these are pretty good. Okay.
I probably wouldn't function very well.
I wouldn't function at all. Hey, okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Reading City Manager Barry Tippin.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is KCNR Shasta Reading, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Agnew in Washington. Morning Joe, host Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski have postponed a vacation in order to respond to the president's Twitter attack, saying that Mr. Trump's claim that Brzezinski was, quote, bleeding badly from a facelift in a December encounter, simply untrue.
I think it's been fascinating and frightening and really sad for our country. I mean, I've been getting a lot of texts and hearing you all talking. Thank you. I'm fine.
Those comments, courtesy, of course, from MSNBC's Morning Joe today. Senate GOP leaders may keep an Obama-era tax on the wealthy in their effort to court moderate Republicans to support their version of a health care bill to repeal and replace Obamacare.
The extra money would help boost health care subsidies for low-income earners. The proposal is a reaction in part to a Congressional Budget Office projection that the current bill would eventually leave 22 million more Americans without coverage and could boost out-of-pocket expenses for the poor.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting perfect timing at the gas pump for the solid summer holiday season. As correspondent Sherry Adler reports.
Normally, prices are on the rise during the summer driving months, but not this year.
Gas prices are lower during the summer's biggest driving holiday than they were during the winter.
Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com puts the national average at $2.23 a gallon. And as usual, drivers can thank the falling price of oil.
OPEC decided not to cut back on production, even as U.S. producers ramp up to the most production in nearly 2 years. That sent the price of oil tumbling from $51 a barrel all the way down to touch $42 a barrel.
Prices are down about a nickel from a year ago. I'm Shelley Adler.
Gas prices may be down. The major indexes on Wall Street right now are up. The Dow up 65, the NASDAQ up by 6 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
With Quicken Loans, the outdated and complicated mortgage process is a thing of the past. Our simple process helps you understand all the details so you can be confident that you're getting the right mortgage. Take your mortgage to the next level and call 800-QUICKEN or go completely online with Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. No matter how you prefer to work with us, we've got what you need to get you through the mortgage process with ease. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance, now is the time. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.23%. Call 800-QUICKEN or get started online at rocketmortgage.com. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The Congressional Budget Office says Congress has a hard deadline to raise the nation's borrowing authority in order to avoid an economic default.
The CBO report says Congress has until early to mid-October to raise the debt limit. If it fails to do so, the result could rattle the economy with the first ever default on U.S. debt obligations. This latest report gives Congress more time than originally estimated. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin had been operating under an earlier estimate that said he expected the federal government to crest its borrowing authority in September.
That is correspondent Linda Kenyon reporting. Americans enjoyed a healthy increase in their incomes last month, but they chose not to spend much of that extra money. The Commerce Department says personal incomes rose 0.4% in May. That was up from a 0.3% increase in the month of April. On the other hand, consumer spending rose by just a tiny 0.1% after seeing a climb of 0.4% in both March and April. More of these stories from townhall.com. President Trump will meet face-to-face with Russian President Vladimir Putin at a global summit next week.
National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster confirmed that the two leaders will meet on the sidelines of the G20 meeting in Germany. However, White House officials would not say whether the president intends to address accusations that Russia interfered in the 2016 presidential election. Mr. Trump has staunchly denied that he had any contacts with Russia during his campaign, while Russian officials have denied any meddling in the U.S. election process. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Nike says it's working on a test program to sell some of its sneakers through e-commerce giant Amazon.com. Nike boss Mark Parker says in the early stages, only a small selection of shoes, clothing, and accessories will be available on that platform. Nike may sell more products on Amazon if the test turns out to be successful. Shoppers can already find Nike products on Amazon, but they're sold by third-party sellers. More on these stories from townhall.com.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit windriverspa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, right here from the heart of Reading, down here on Market Street, from the veritable center of River City. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. What's it look like for weather here, Jared?
Well, it's currently 75 degrees. Today it's going to be a high of 103, a low of 70. Tomorrow it's going to be a high of 103, a low of 71. On Sunday, it's going to be a high of 102, a low of 71, and on Monday, it's going to be a high of 101 and a low of 68. It's going to be clear all week.
Okay. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a better-known family-owned business down in Anderson. Give them a call at 365-3793. There are discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with their own watch repairman there. You can get it all done at Four Winds Jewelry. Okay, my partner here, Gary Hayward, who is the Gary Hayward here from the Wind River Resort and Casino, and also the development director, economic development director over there for the Rancheria, is my guest co-host today, and we're going to listen to Susan Eastman. Susan, good morning.
Good morning. How is everyone?
Oh, we're great. Awesome. How are you? It's 4th of July weekend.
It is. It's the end of the quarter, and the major averages are moving up this morning.
Nice.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 69 points at 21,356. The S&P 500 is up 2 points at 2,422. And the NASDAQ Composite advancing 7 points at 6,152. Active stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Rite Aid down 21 cents, trading at $2.68. Bank of America up a penny at $24.34. Nike positive $4.66, trading at $57.84. Local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares down 20 cents at $35.29 per share. Cornerstone Community Bank Corp is flat and trading at $14.60. Bank of Commerce up a dime at $11.10. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced yield 2.28%. And over to commodities, gold is down $2.50 an ounce at $12.45. Silver down 2 cents at $16.71 per ounce. And crude oil up 32 cents, trading at $45 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan,
happy 4th.
Yeah, you have a great 4th of July, and be safe out there.
You too. Thank you.
You bet. Susan Eastman over on Park Marina Drive. She's the first vice president for their investments at Wells Fargo, Inc., over there, Park Marina Drive. You're not going to be sorry that if you go in there and see Susan, she's got great ideas. She's been in the business a long time, and she can help you in your investments. And maybe you've got investments already, you're just not sure. Well, give her a call and talk to Susan Eastman. Okay, Gary and I are here with Barry Tippin, our brand new – well, he's not brand new anymore, man. You've been here for 3 weeks.
I got 3 weeks under my belt.
You got all the answers now then.
Right.
That's what I hear.
That's what you hear?
Yeah.
I've heard that they're going to give you time to come up with answers.
Well, what the council has asked for is a golden objectives over the next 6 months and 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
And so I formed a citizens committee that we start July 12th.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go over each of five topics that we have out there, which is public safety, budget, economic development, communication and transparency, and government of the 21st century. And so we'll be developing goals and objectives around those for both the 6- and 12-month period, hopefully back to the council in August.
Great. Okay. Wow. Okay. So who's on your committee there?
I'm going to say plead the fifth. I don't want to have those folks get, all sorts of calls and everything else. And so if they want to talk about it, that's fine.
Well, I know two of them because they were over at my house at a party.
Yeah, well,
not if you're not going to give, I mean, these are fine people is what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
These are fine people that I know of personally who love this town.
There's 14 folks that I've asked to participate from all walks of life, some that have been involved in, city committees in the past and some who have not, some from what I'll call the younger generation that need to get involved.
Nice.
And some that have been around for a long time.
Well, it seems to me that these people are all good people and they're stars in what they do. Why wouldn't you give their names out?
Well, because our first meeting is July. I'll talk to them about that, I don't want to have their privacy invaded if they don't want it to be. And so, I want to respect that.
Huh. Okay. I don't understand that because I guess you're afraid that people are going to call them up and call them names or something?
My point, Carl, is that I haven't had a good dialogue with them as a group, and that's going to happen July 12th. And once that happens, my guess is that they'll say, yeah, publish it away.
Okay.
And we'll do so.
I see what you're saying.
But I have to meet with them as a group, and I want to make sure that they're all on board, that they want it.
Because one or two may leave or something for whatever reason.
They might. So then after that, I'm sure they're going to be all on board. I'll probably do an extra press release. I'll probably do a press release next week just about the issue.
Okay.
And then when we get going, everybody probably is going to say, hey, we're totally okay with that, and then we'll publish all the names, and we'll be off and running.
That makes total sense. Yeah.
Okay, what you said was when you came in here, have you noticed what's going on? And no, please let me know what's going on here as far as the parks and everything.
Yeah, well, it's what we've heard loud and clear is, we don't have to solve all of our issues relative to public safety in one fell swoop, but people really want to see some effort. They want to see some things being tried and put forth. And so I've been meeting with the police captains, and we've started ramping up some of our patrols through the parks. And obviously, anybody can be in the park, and they can hang out in the park. They can hang out in the park all day. It's a public space. But they can't, have alcohol in the park without a permit. They can't, be doing illicit drugs and other illegal.
And all
yeah, they can't stuff. Do all that. So, we're trying to put a big focus on that. And make sure that everybody knows that that's not okay. If they're going to be in the parks, they have to abide by laws. We're issuing citations.
Now, can they sleep overnight in the parks?
They can't camp, no. And so our officers are putting a big emphasis on that. Everything else is going on as well. And so, it's still working our priorities on a day-to-day basis. But we're putting some focus in that area, trying to make sure that people know that, if they're going to be in and around the public spaces, they have to abide by the laws.
Is it causing overtime?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
I think it's worth paying.
We're with Barry Tippin here, who is the new city manager, and he said some of the changes right now are more patrols out in the parks. Does that include along the river trail?
Yeah, there's some new bike patrols that we've launched and trying to make sure that we get on the river trails. We're also working to identify other ways to help and other ways to be visible and out there. And yeah, I won't go too far down that path because there's a lot of elements to work out as you're working on these things with, whether there's some work with our employees on what we can do, volunteerism, and working with other agencies. And so we've got several things lined up. Hopefully in the next 2, 3, 4 weeks we'll be rolling those out.
Right. Is there still issues with the staffing and the budget with law enforcement? Are you guys good there, or do you need more?
We need more. Boots on the ground are always going to be helpful. So, right. For instance, let's look at the neighborhood policing unit, right? That's the 4 extra officers that are currently funded through a $500,000 donation from Bethel Church, and we're trying to get the donations. Without that, we wouldn't have those 4 officers. Those 4 officers can focus.
Right.
So if you had more officers, you could have more of these task forces. You think back in the old days when we had the narcotics group, we had anti-gang,
That was a great task force, too.
So those types of resources would really be helpful. We don't have them now, so we're trying to find other ways. And the other thing is community services officers, where they are taking the reports that don't require a law enforcement officer. They can relieve a bunch of time for the guys with guns.
Right.
And so we're looking forward, and hopefully we have more resources at some point. But right now, we have what we have. And so we're trying to find ways to work in this new reality.
Well, sorry, Carl.
Oh, just got to take a quick break here.
Okay,
it's quarter after. We're here with Barry Tippin, Gary Hayward, and myself. And we're going to talk about safety, public safety, when we come back here. It's 16 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Been in the business for over 20 years, a veteran-owned business. If it's a small chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, Jeff Worsh can fix it. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 South Market Street. Bring your car in there and have him look at it. If he can fix it, he'll tell you. If he can't, he'll tell you that. A man of integrity. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with Reading City Manager Barry Tippin.
It's time to celebrate with Anderson Explodes, Pam Tillis and Amy Clausen on July 3rd at the Shasta District Fair. Brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, Redding Kia, Sierra Pacific Industries, KRCR, Chronic Disaster Services, and this radio station. Admission is free, so come on down. Gates open at 4 p.m. Music starts at 7:30. Fireworks at 10 p.m. Food and drinks are available, including the annual 4-H FFA barbecue. Parking is just $4. See you July 3rd at Anderson Explodes.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. 3 lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Have you ever wondered why absolute God-given moral values are so important? Morals that come from God cannot be changed by the whim of man, regardless of social pressures. On the contrary, man-created morals have no absolute standard and are constantly in the process of a downward change and decay. If we want to save this country and our families from decaying from the inside out, we must return to and follow the principles God has established. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at trueliferedding.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Did you know dirty air filters can increase your monthly electricity cost? A dirty air filter will restrict airflow and make your AC work harder. Changing your filters monthly allows your equipment to operate more efficiently, saving you energy and money. And it may increase the life of your unit. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you. Powerful together.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott and Gary Hayward here, 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock in our studios at KCNR 1460. 75 degrees going up to 103 today. 103. Don't leave anything in the car that you want to have alive or not melted when you get back. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at kcnr1460.com. We're here with Barry Tippin, who is the Redding city manager, and we're talking public safety. And you had a question at the end there, Gary, that I had cut off because of the break.
Well, and Barry kind of answered it on break, was just a question about funding for law enforcement and if they're putting any thought into how that would happen. And I liked his answer. He's focused on avoiding any type of tax issue at this point, and he's focused on trying to improve things with what he's got right now, and I like that.
Let the elected officials figure that one.
Well, I mean, it's not to say that we're not going to focus on some new revenue streams
that
might avail themselves. Obviously, all of it is, at the end of the day, is with city council, but we're doing the marijuana workshops. Ultimately, the council may decide that we're going to allow recreational marijuana in some fashion.
Which that was a great workshop, by the way.
Yeah. And so if they do that. Yeah, great. And if they do that, then there's opportunity for possible revenue streams. Maybe
gotcha.
Not. But it's not like we're going to ignore opportunities for revenue streams.
Right.
What I'm saying is that, I'm not focused on or I should say planning on new revenue streams from taxes.
Right. Okay. Which I like that. I like that.
And public safety, what were your reasons for firing Paletti?
I didn't fire Paletti. So let's get that out there as clear as it can be. He separated. We had difference of opinion. And I'll tell you what that means to me. I told him that he can stay on for another 3 or 4 weeks if he wanted to. He chose to leave.
Three or four weeks.
Correct, because we're going to go in a direction.
Okay, so
different. He's an appointed official.
That's right.
And it's called at will.
What were your reasons, though?
Because we're going to go in a different direction.
What direction is that?
Yeah. Carl, there's some things in a personnel elements that I'm not going to share, and it's for the best. I will tell you that, some of the assessments that I made in talking to a lot of folks, and keep in mind, it's not like I've just arrived at the store 3 weeks ago. I've been the assistant city manager for 8 years. So I'm aware of elements, and I've talked to a lot of people before I made that decision in terms of going forward and how we're going to get to where we need to be using the new reality. And my belief is that we're going to be able to get to where we want to be, or at least get there closer or faster, with a different leadership. And I made that decision, and I told Rob that I respect everything he's done, and he left on good terms with me. I will offer a reference to him if he needs it, and seeking other employment, and we moved on.
Well, but there must have been. He had just gotten a rating from the previous city manager that was good. And so, I mean, isn't there ways like saying, okay, look, this is what I want you to accomplish, where then you don't have to tear this thing apart like that and try and start all over again?
So I don't agree with your premise that it tears it apart. We have a very strong police department, and changing leadership doesn't tear it apart. And I've worked and talked with folks within the PD, and I've talked with folks who are in the public safety arena, and I don't believe it's torn apart. And I believe going forward, we're going to have a better opportunity.
Why are you talking about bringing in Pete Hansen as the interim chief?
For two reasons, and it was listed pretty well in the paper yesterday. One is, as we just talked about earlier, we don't have enough boots on the ground. So if we leave one of the captains for the 4 months or whatever it's going to take us to get a new chief, there's either they're going to be splitting all their duties or passing those on down the line. And at some point in time, we suck up somebody who otherwise would be out doing enforcement. And my belief is that we need to have as many people there as we can. And having somebody who's going to be operating the administrative level from a chief perspective is beneficial for the entire force. Secondarily, I'll ask him to do some assessment. You know, from his perspective, from his experience within the RPD, you know, how are we setting? How are we looking? And he knows our community very well. And it's an interim spot.
He hasn't lived here for 5 years?
I understand that. He's been 26 years in the police force. I would suggest to you that he has a really good concept of us. We can disagree on that, and that's okay.
It was my choice, and it was my decision.
Is it true we're paying him
$100 an hour to be here?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
We're paying him the hourly rate that he left at. He will make less money than each of the captains per hour, and he's making far less than what Chief Paletti made. And we're buying him two uniforms.
Is there a preference moving forward to get somebody in-house, or do you guys haven't really talked about that, or someone from out of the area that would have a different perspective, or I want to say a fresh perspective, it wouldn't be blinded by anything that's already been going on. Have you guys thought about that?
I certainly have, and I don't have a preference. My preference is to get the best chief that we can, and, you know, that – The idea that somebody from outside automatically has better ideas, I don't buy it. I'm going to be looking for the best chief that's going to fit our new reality, as I mentioned before. I mean, we don't have the same situation. We don't have a state prison system that's going to take the people that we need them to take. And so this is a new reality for us, and we've got to figure out how to get from here to there.
Right. Okay, so this new reality – can you tell us what that is?
It's called the state. It's called AB 109. It's called Prop 47. It's called Prop 57. It's changed the entire criminal justice system. As everybody knows, we've got a revolving door because we don't have jail space. You know, and so the state made all these changes, and the voters, quite frankly, Prop 47, Prop 57, those are voter approved. Now, our community didn't vote for that, but we're part of California. And so those changes, you know, have changed the reality of the criminal justice system, and they happened immediately, virtually overnight. And so we have to adapt our tools, and that takes some time. And it's across California. You can look across California. Everybody's sort of struggling with this same issue and how to deal with this new reality that the state of California has created. And we're going to work on it. We're going to find our way to get there, and it's not just us. It's the League of Cities. It's all cities across California, all counties across California. And we'll figure out how to get there.
Well, I think the fact that what I do like is what you did right off the bat. You reached out to, I think you said 14 or so odd people to help you start putting this picture together, the goals and everything. I think that's awesome because that needs to happen. That needs to happen more often, I think. You know, the people in this community have a lot of good feedback and a lot of good answers to help the city move forward and fix some of these things. You know, we need to reach out more, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Include them. So
And it's a short time. It's not one of these six-month.
Yeah, and I think that's important.
It is. You can't do that. I mean, you just lose so much.
Yeah, there's some areas where we get help from citizens, like impact fees. That it takes a while, right? There's education. It takes a while to do the studies and that sort of stuff. But things like this, you know, we'll start. I'll create straw proposals for all the goals and objectives, so that when we hit the ground running with each meeting that we have. So it's not trying to create it with brainstorming sessions and all that. It's refining.
Do we still have Terry on the line? Terry. Hey, Terry, you have a question for Mr. Tippin, Barry Tippin?
I have three, and I'd like you to follow up on them, Carl. I'll get off and listen to the answer. But the first one is, Mr. Tippin mentioned transparency. He hasn't answered a question of yours yet. The other thing is that when we start talking about the police chief, it costs us $140,000 to fire him. We don't have a reason why. We're looking for the transparency on what the reason was why. Number two, Mr. Hansen has been here for 5 years. With all the changes and all the things that have happened, you made a good point, Carl. I'd like to know how he expects him to do that. And again, we're paying him almost $100 an hour. $79 and change is almost $100 an hour. How long are we going to pay him? Mr. Weaver said that we're going to have this guy for at least 8 weeks. Why are we doing that? When the process that Paletti was teaching at the police department was learn the guy's job above you and teach the guy below you yours. So
those two things. And one other thing, too, about the community officers, Barry, is that he tried to get five of them back when Patrick Jones was on the city council. You guys refused that and put the money toward the new jail, which cost us millions. We don't need more policemen. We need a jail. So, Carl, if you kind of would follow up on those questions, and it's been good. But, Mr. Kiffin, if you're going to be transparent, how about an answer? Why did we fire the chief? Why? That's what we want to know. Transparency. And remember, sir, with all due respect, you do work for us.
Okay.
At least for now.
Okay.
So thank you.
All right, Terry, thank you. We're going to take a break right now so I can sell stuff. Hey, Bastiani Arms brings you this portion of the show, and it's probably the best gun store that you're going to find anywhere in the North State. Customer service is outstanding. Selection of firearms is outstanding. Anything, any type of accessory, reloading, any of this. Plus gunsmithing. Their gunsmithing is just you've got to see it. If you need a trigger job on a rifle or a pistol, you know, there, Bastiani Arms. Locally owned, locally operated, everything's at a fair price. Plus, you can get CCW classes and high network safety classes, all at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back. Gary Hayward, me, and Barry Tippin.
We talk about your life and your money on The Dave Ramsey Show, weekday afternoons, live from noon to 3 on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the Car Wash Club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now, that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisandro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds July 6th inside Overtime Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Featuring Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Viramontes on drums, and yours truly, Linda Bot, performing with my favorite band, Songs from the American Songbook. That's 6:30 to 8:30 in Overtime Lounge, July 6th. Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. See you there.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Gary Hayward. Good morning, Gary.
Always glad to come back.
Oh, yeah. And now if you, you people just probably aren't, nobody's ready for this, but he and I are going to be in a golf foursome supporting Haven Humane. So
it's
that's
scary
be
and comical at the same time.
It's scary and comical. I don't even want to be out on either side of us. Hey, Cypress Square Barbershop brings us this segment. Great place to get a haircut. Man's Last Stronghold. Better known business. That's where I go. It's right off of Athens Avenue and Cypress Square. We're here with Barry Tippin, and Barry's going to kick out of here early because you've got a meeting at like 9 o'clock, right?
Yeah, up in Shasta Lake.
Okay, in Shasta Lake, so we have to kick him out of here. One of the things, that, okay, just going back quickly, the reasons for Rob Play, you've gone as far as you're going to go on that?
Yeah, there's elements in there that I believe are a personnel nature that I can't and won't disclose, and he and I had different perspectives of the future.
Okay. And so you're looking for somebody that has your perspectives,
yeah.
But you don't have anybody in mind, though.
No.
And the reason you're bringing Pete Hansen back in is?
So I mentioned it earlier in terms of
right.
his knowledge of the PD and the community and everything else. But, you know, for me, there's also a more intimate reason, if you will. I had the unfortunate circumstance in 2009 and 10 to work with Pete in a very difficult time in cutting staff. I mean, I sat with him for hours going through different ways in which we could meet the budget and reduce services in the police force. And he demonstrated an amazing willingness to do what he needed to do, recognizing the importance of other things in a community that help make a community safe, including recreational programs and that sort of thing, while, you know, making the tough decisions. And I generated an enormous amount of respect for Pete and his thought processes, his awareness and knowledge of the budget as it goes with our community. And so I have a tremendous amount of respect and trust in Pete.
Pete left after he was signed for like 5 years. He left. He was going to leave after two, and he stayed about another half year.
He was here about three and a half.
Oh, I don't know if it was three and a half, but because he said he tried to leave after the second year, and so many people approached him, and so he stayed that third year because he clearly had had enough at that point and left. And he had one of the people I think that recommended Paletti. I'm not sure. Bringing him back now. And the situation is just as bad. You think his presence is going to help you then make that transition?
Again, Pete's role and responsibility coming back is more status quo than anything else. We're looking to bring in a new chief to forge the future.
Okay. Well, let's move on to other things.
Okay.
Then. How about the we're talking public safety. Part of public safety is so many transients. And homeless out on the streets, in the parks, everywhere, in front of the library. Wind Rivers and accounts didn't battle with them like that. And now we're starting to see people taking, maybe starting the vigilante type look. Does that concern you?
Absolutely, it concerns me. I think that we need to be very cognizant of that. I think we as a community need to be loud and say we don't need that here. I recognize that people are frustrated. I'm frustrated too. I was born here. I've lived here for a long time. I'm frustrated too. But vigilantism is not the way. And we're going to have a public safety workshop with the city council later in July. And our hope is, pursuant to a lot of the requests from the community, is to have a give and take, have a public dialogue about solutions and about ideas and questions just about how the system works so people have a better understanding. So that'll be later in July, and hopefully, you know, that'll help drive us forward and find those solutions that some of them are probably going to involve community engagement. What more can we do as a community and as individuals to help the situation? And I think that, you know, we talk about boots on the ground, and if we don't have more boots on the ground, let's find other ways. You know.
Well, unless something dramatic happens, we're not going to get more money because we're kind of like at a static.
Correct.
Right?
And on that's
our
what
tax,
I mean.
On
and
our
that's
tax
why,
base.
Right. And that's why I say in terms of community engagement and what can we do better as community members and individuals to help the situation.
About volunteer patrols. Is that one of the things that you would tell them to look at?
I would say the chief of police. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Because every time this has been brought up, it's been fought by the police themselves.
Absolutely. I think, for me, all things are on the table. I mean, we're an overused term probably today is that new reality. But new realities bring two things. New opportunities to do things that we may have tried before that didn't work, and new opportunities in things that we haven't tried that are available to us now.
Do you think that there's a place if we have for enforcing? I guess it is if we can't. You're not supposed to sleep in the parks.
There's no camping.
No camping in the parks, and yet they do it.
Yeah.
Is this time to call in like a big strike force and start paying a lot of overtime just to start pushing these people out and around?
Yeah. One of the things that we will do is, as I mentioned, is enhance enforcement, and that will require some overtime and some, forces, like it's a task forces or whatever, and we'll be doing some of that. It's not like we had in the past where you can assign yourself to a task force for 2 years straight or something like that. You know, it's going to be more as we have staff available and as we have overtime. But, yeah, I agree.
What about working with the county? Because we know that even if we had 100 more police, which would be good, there's no place to put these people. Have you and Larry talked yet about some way of finding places to put these people?
Yeah, I met with Larry 2-3 times. I met with actually Larry and Sheriff Basenko and the jail staff yesterday. So, yes, we're certainly thinking about what we can do collectively as a county and a city to resolve some of these issues. Bed space is a big deal, and I think that's one thing that we definitely need to be working on collaboratively.
Any ideas? Any ideas floated when you all were talking that might lead to, more help there?
Yeah. Well, the one idea that's never, happened in the past is the city has funds available, which we don't at the moment, but if we did, would the council be willing to expend some of those money on bed space? That hasn't happened in the past, and it's something that I think we should talk about. Whether it actually will be something that occurs, I don't know. That certainly needs to be fleshed out, and the council certainly is the ones that would determine that from a policy perspective.
Especially shipping them out of the area, because it's cheaper shipping them out than keeping them here in many cases.
Yeah, there's places like Lassen who has had the state pull back on their contract, and so there's opportunity. We have, I don't know what the number is, but it's probably over 100 folks who are in the jail today serving their sentence. Those people could be shipped out, and then we have the opportunity to have more bed space for the people who are arrested and awaiting court dates.
Wow.
That's a big problem is that you can't take the ones that are waiting court and ship them out because they've got to have access to the lawyers. But
Correct.
Those other ones, we can ship them everywhere
Correct.
As long as we have the money. And that's the bottom line. But unfortunately, even getting those taken that care of, they want the very best. They're not going to take people that are problems. Is the jail staff, when I understand the jail staff seems to be pretty understaffed. Not that that's your problem, but
and
that's getting to be a real problem.
Well, that's why here as well.
It's not necessarily a buried problem or the city's problem, but that problem is overflowing into creating a lot more issues for us, right?
I think there's two ways to look at it. Who has the budgetary responsibility and the operational responsibility of the jail and mental health and all of that? That's the county.
Right.
But when they get out and they're in our parks, that's a city problem.
Right.
And so I think it's really important that we work together and collaboratively, more so than ever before, because, again, I'm going to overuse that term, the new reality. It forces us down these pathways that we hadn't considered in the past and probably wouldn't have been allowed in the past. But, today I think we all, meaning the city, the government, the citizens, the community, are realizing that it's up to us if we're going to change our future. It's up to us. And I think together we'll find ways. We'll figure it out.
Because I really feel like the issue is peaking right now. As far as the homeless and what the impacts are of the homeless and all that. And I like the fact that what you just said is the city has to do something collaboratively with the county because when they let them out, it's your problem.
Yeah.
Or when they get out, then it becomes the city's problem, but really it's everybody's problem.
It's all of our problems.
Yeah, and it's the service agencies. It's, it's the charitable organizations. It's a whole symbiotic system.
I frankly can't wait, Barry, to hear what happens in August, because I'm looking forward to this August thing where you're going to come back with a plan on how to.
Yeah, and I'm going to burst your bubble a little bit. Because
God, not again. You mean you're telling me the city's going to burst my bubble again?
Again, yeah.
Ah! Hey, this bubble's got a lot of holes in it. Okay.
Yeah, and why I say that is that, you know, the time frame in which we're putting together, plus it's based for, you know, measuring some performance in 6 and 12 months period of time, some of these things that are going to come out are not going to have a whole bunch of specificity. It can't, because, you know, we need to develop those plans more thoroughly as we move down the path. So, for instance, when we're talking about working more collaboratively and with the county and with service agencies, charitable organizations, we won't have all those things worked out by August. But what we'll have is a framework that says, yes, you need to go do these things. We need to lift the barriers.
I'll settle for that, because I haven't seen one of those in 5 years.
You'll have that.
Okay, as long as there's a framework, and then we can hold you to it.
Yeah. If that's your bubble, I won't burst that
one.
No.
You know what? I wasn't expecting the whole plan.
Yeah.
But I did kind of expect the strategic plan, not the tactical plan, but the strategic plan of this is what we're going to accomplish.
Yes.
And this is how we're going to do it in each one of these areas.
Correct.
But not the specifics of it, but just the wavetops.
Yeah, right.
We are owed that.
Yeah.
We haven't had that in years. And by the way, people are saying, oh, it's just a bunch of their insiders and all that. I can tell you the two people I know, they are not insiders. You haven't even heard of them probably. These are people that are smart and have a lot to do with the community. And I think those two people that I heard that you chose is good.
Yeah,
I mean, if the rest of them are like that, then I think there's a chance for this.
Yeah, there's individuals have not been involved in city government items ever.
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 That's
and good. These, yeah. Neither one of these have ever, but they're very, very bright.
Yeah, and that was my goal, was to mix the two. I mean, it's important to have some people who have been involved, who understand the systems that can help provide leadership within that group. Because they've been around and they've been involved and engaged in some of our government issues. But I really believe that we need that infusion of new thoughts, new ideas as well.
Well, I tell you what, as I've told everybody, is we all want you to be a huge success because you're the pilot right now.
Yeah.
And wanting you not to be is not good.
Yeah.
So, and I think people... I would say people give Barry a chance here.
Yeah,
you know, he's made some changes. You may not like it, but he's got his reasons. And you know what? There may be good reasons, may not be good reasons, but they're his reasons. And right now he's in charge. And we can question. It's not like the military, but give him a chance.
Yeah, and I'd add one thing, because I hear this all the time, you know that we should only be focused on public safety.
Mm-mm.
The only thing I would add is that the five elements that I talked about, those five topic areas, all of those – in some way or another, improve public safety. You know, economic development improves public safety.
I wish we had a chance to talk about that, but public safety has been so big, plus all the things that have happened, and we needed to address those.
Yep.
But that economic development will take care of a lot of that. That
huge.
Means more taxes.
Huge.
Yeah.
Better communication and transparency, huge, towards all things, but it helps public safety as well. Government of the 21st century, technology, new ways for workforce.
Does Rachel Hatch being one of the ones that help you?
She may be. Yeah.
She may be. I tell you what. What we were just talking about her the other day. What a brilliant mind that is.
Yeah.
Good. I hope she's on that group. Good. If she's not, Rachel, get on the group. Call him today. Get on it. Okay. All right, Barry. I know you got to run up to Shasta Lake.
Okay. Thanks.
Well, I commend you for coming in twice in the same month.
Hey.
You told me that.
Yeah.
You said you call me.
That's really awesome.
You call me, and if I'm not out of town, I'll come on the show. And I appreciate that.
Yeah. Anytime.
So, good. All right.
All right.
We're going to take a break then. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The Cascade Theater and First Five Shasta presents a fun and free film series this summer to keep the kids cool and occupied every Sunday in the month of July. See family-friendly flicks like Minions, James and the Giant Peach, The Incredibles, Homeward Bound, and Up every Sunday at 2 in July. And each event includes games and prizes. And did I mention it's free? More information at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. Our last segment on Friday, the 30th of June. That was, it was interesting. You know, here's the thing about I like about Tiffin. You know, he doesn't back up.
No.
And he says, look, I made the decision.
Right.
And that's it. I'm not going to tell you why, because there's personnel things in there. I think Rob Pelletier was a good chief.
Sure,
I don't. You know, I there's a lot of people that believe he's a scapegoat, and that's just what I told him there. And he said, well, you know, they didn't agree on the future. That's what he said. Now, I don't know, because, you know, Rob Pelletier's not going to come on and talk about it.
But, right.
But here's the thing, too, is, yeah, Rob Pelletier's got a $140,000 severance package, but a lot of that is vacation time that he has not taken because he spent so much time here.
Right.
And so he gets that, just like any of us would.
Right.
And that's a part of it, plus whatever he had that was in his contract. So
I thought you did a great job on the questioning, but I thought Barry also did a
Barry
good job.
Okay.
Yeah, he did good.
It's like, okay, Barry, we'll see. I mean, I frankly don't like the idea of Pete Hansen coming back. Why do we have to pay somebody $75 an hour, which is what it's going to be?
I don't agree with that one for the fact that he's been gone for so long as well. And also, I don't agree with it, and this was one of the things that I've talked to several people about, is the way he left. You commit to something, you finish what you commit to, and then you leave. And I think it was more like halfway through.
It was halfway through.
And
yeah,
so that to me isn't someone I would bring back. And that's just me. That's just me personally. I wouldn't bring somebody, and I'm not saying anything bad about Pete. I don't know.
Nothing about Pete.
But I would.
Yeah. He was there during the beginning of a bad time, but then he left.
I would look. Personally, right now, I would look within. I believe in, you know, for that interim piece. There's some very capable captains in the RPD. Very capable.
I think they're very capable. And we're talking about, he says 4 months. It could be 2 months.
Right.
You know, I think the captains can handle that. I, the difference of that one man, because, you know, they can shift things around as they always have. Let's go to the phones. Coach Bob, good morning.
And hey, good morning, and happy birthday, America.
There you go, buddy.
Hey, I'd sing it, but you don't want to lose your show. Anyway, I agree with the
previous comment just a moment ago, that to look within, and there's qualified people to run the department, just as
they looked within for the
Hansen
city manager.
Was qualified, and the one before him, whose name escapes me, and I've only known him 35 years.
Modi,
thank you, Leonard. Anyway, the only thing that disturbed me about Mr. Tippin's comments was everybody in a position like his always falls back on personnel issues is why he can't talk about something.
Yeah.
That's a scapegoat. Not always, but it can be a real easy way out to buffer you from just telling it like it is.
But see, you know, there's no way of penetrating that shield because, as Gary said, you know what? When somebody leaves early, there's a lot of things you can't even say. I mean, I don't even think he said, hey, I'll be willing to write him reference and all that. But, you know, I don't even think if somebody calls up and I'm not sure, but Gary, you probably know this. If somebody calls you up and somebody's there for, you know, says, hey, he worked for you. Why did he leave?
You have to be careful with your answer.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that you can even say necessarily. I think they work from July 1st to July 2nd.
You're right.
Yeah. So you can't say anything. You can't say anything derogatory. And so, I understand, but to me, first of all, Tippin can't fire him by himself. He needed three votes.
Right.
And he got four.
And from experience, I've been where Barry's at, and I would have loved to give more detail.
Oh, yeah.
But sometimes you can't, and it's a bummer.
In the military, you can be relieved of duty because, and this has been done, I don't know, many thousand times, the commander has lost confidence in your ability to lead. That's all it took.
There's a lot that goes into that.
Yeah. I mean, I've lost my confidence in your ability to change things here. Yep. Now, I'm not saying that Rob couldn't, but because what he wants to do, everything that he's talking about takes money. So I can't wait to see what all these plans are. You know, maybe we're going to start drones.
Yeah.
Drones.
Yeah, well, hey.
Yeah.
Low-flying drones with the blades upside down and take care of the homeless problem.
No, just put on
armed
drones. Armed drones out there. They jump in the middle of fights and they zap them or something or spray them with red paint. Okay.
I got to get back to my work. Thank you, guys.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Have a good day.
It's going to be 4th of July. Hey, what are you doing 4th of July, my friend?
We're actually just going to be close to home. We're going to hit the lake and we're going to have some fun just hanging close to home with the family's going to be around. And,
All right.
And it's going to be a stay home. Stay at home. Yeah.
Well, it's Tom's 86th birthday.
Wow.
Linda's daddy.
That's cool.
Who is a great guy. I love him like a dad. And we're going to celebrate that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you guys just went on a trip together to Alaska.
Yeah, all of us went together. Yeah, to Alaska.
That looked like fun. I got to look at your picture, so, yeah.
Well, I tell you what, I took them. They went with us on our honeymoon, too. So they're nice people.
Well, when they say that's God's country, is it not?
It is. I tell you.
Unbelievable, right?
It is. I tell you what, I have a new respect for people that have lived there for long times.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, like 15 years. Oh, yeah, I lived in Juneau for 15 years. 15 years in Juneau? You know, I mean, you know, Anchorage is kind of, it's a large city, you know. Did you know they had 30,000 or 40,000 military there in Anchorage?
I didn't realize. I didn't notice that. But when I saw your pictures, I started looking up some stuff, and I thought that was super cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Hey, Jim, good morning. Jim, good morning. We got like 2 minutes.
Yeah. Hey, I want to just kind of point out here that the city of Redding, by closing down those flea bag motels, are the ones that created all the homeless people out camping on people's lawns. Had they kept those motels open and done something with to keep those people in there and then kind of weed out a few of the bad apples that were in there, but to keep the rest of the ones that aren't bad apples in there, so give them a place to stay, they don't have to be out camping on people's lawns. So I blame the city of Redding for that.
Okay. The city of Redding has plenty of places to be blamed.
Bye.
Thanks, bye. You know, how about Tent City someplace?
Yeah.
You know, Chris Schwag has got this huge field. across from you guys. Maybe we could just put a tent city with the homeless.
I don't think Chris would like that. You
know, Chris is listening right now. And now she's at high hover over her chair now. Yeah. And the phone's going to ring like 5 minutes after I get off there.
She's got that place so lit up right now. They don't want to come around it.
Well, they should. You know, she's been accosted there. If the sheriff's deputy had not come by right there, she said, I do not know what would have happened. It was that bad.
Oh, yeah.
So luckily they came by. Now, you mess with her, you're probably going to get a .38 in your gut.
Well, she has someone there now, too, so people don't go around there now. It's nice. Good.
And you're in a constant battle.
Oh, it's terrible. This is the worst year I've ever seen. I thought it was bad last year. No, there's more. And it's visible, physically.
And it's
visible.
Funny, but it's everywhere. It's not, you know, saw it in Vancouver, saw it in Seattle, saw a little bit of it in Anchorage, not a lot. Of course, you don't see it in other places in Alaska because, you know, there's just nothing there. You know, there's nothing there.
Most people are loaded.
But you see it in Portland, you see it all these places. I mean, we're not there. And I'm trying to figure out where is this? Is it because the opiate epidemic has hit so hard in our country and people are just
really think that's a big piece of it. I really do. Because if you think about what we have here, I mean, imagine in the bigger populations, it's just a bigger population of the
700 issue. Heroin overdoses of deaths in Vancouver.
Yeah, I believe it.
I mean, I wonder how many we have. Anyway, buddy, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Carl,
for being here.
You're awesome.
Hey, we're going
to
be
Linda both.
Hey, well, we're going to be playing golf here on the 14th.
And I'll see you guys for sure Thursday.
This Thursday night. Yes. Great. Okay. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. We'll be back here Monday. We're going to have Debbie Sprague, Stranger in My Bed, talking about post-traumatic stress disorder that I screwed up the other day. She's supposed to be on yesterday. But she's going to be on Monday. We've got a lot of things going. Of course, the 4th is off, and then the 5th is back with the EDC. So everybody have a great weekend and a safe weekend.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bye.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Over North Korea's nuclear program. 20 more federal agents are headed to Chicago. President Trump is sending them to help local